And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting Saturday Night Wine Stream and another exciting episode of Drink with Rick. This is Drink with Rick number 113. This is 113 episodes, so we're going to open up this bottle of wine tonight, and we're going to check it out, and we're going to see what it's all about, and have a good time. Have a good time. If you're joining me for the first time, or if you're joining me for the 113th time, this is Drink with Rick. This is a stream of consciousness kind of show. I do have show notes right here, right next to me. I don't always follow them. I don't follow them sometimes much at all, because the show isn't really about me. This show is somewhat about the wine, but this show is about you and me getting together on a Saturday night, kicking back, relaxing with our favorite drinks or whatever we're going to, snacks, whatever you want. You know, it can be water. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be wine. But just kicking back, relaxing, spending some time together on a Saturday night, and just having a great time. Forgetting the troubles of the world for a little while. And just hanging out, you know? That's what the show is really about. Now, tonight, I have an interesting wine for you to try out. I think I mentioned it a few weeks before, but we're going to try it out. We're going to open it tonight and see what it's all about. Now, you can, if you are watching live now, you can watch live, of course, on Facebook, on our Facebook page at Drink with Rick. Our YouTube channel is Drink with Rick. Twitch is Drink with Rick 1, Drink with Rick and the number 1. And Twitter, of course, is at Drink with Rick. Now, you can also watch live on our website at drinkwithrick.com. We don't have a live chat going on that site, but if you click on the post for that live stream that's going on right now, there will be a comment box down below, and you can enter some comments, and I will respond in kind. It won't be right away, but it'll be when I get a chance, after the show, because I can't actually look at the comments on the website at the moment. But I can see all the other chats. We have folks in the chat, and as a matter of fact, we have folks in the chat now. Ed's in the chat. Ed, it's great to see you. Ed is driving home from the Orlando International Film. Ed is driving home from the Orlando International Fringe Theater Festival. I know, I'm used to saying film because we've been involved in the Orlando film festivals in the past. The Orlando Fringe Theater Festival. I bet that was a lot of fun, Ed. Yeah, you have to tell us about that and how that went. The Fringe Festival, we'll have to talk about that a little bit if we get a chance. I have, I have my show notes here, and we're going to talk about a few things. We'll talk about, we'll do the birthdays and the national days. I'll talk a little bit about cryptocurrencies a minute because I've got some interest in that right now. I'll cover that later. Also, I'm going to tell you how you can win a free bottle of wine for May, for the month of May. You can, I haven't had any wine yet, folks. You can have a chance to win a free bottle of wine, and I'm going to tell you how you can do it. And also, I've got some dad jokes. Some dad jokes from the dad joke book. I'm going to read them from the dad joke book, actually. So, we'll pick a few out, and we'll read them and see how that works. Anyway, if you're watching me later, like after the fact, after the show's over, you can watch rewind also on Drink with Rick, drinkwithrick.com. But the podcast is available anytime after 10 p.m. Mondays. The podcast goes out, the podcast version of this episode goes out at 10 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Monday nights. And that goes out pretty much everywhere where you can get a podcast. You can listen to it on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, your favorite Android device, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry.com, iHeartRadio, Deezer, Amazon Music, Podcast, Index.org, or by email. Now, if you go to the email, if you click on the button to subscribe by email on the website, go to the website, drinkwithrick.com, go to subscribe, open the subscribe by email box, and you can put in your email address, and the latest episode of the podcast will come down at 10 p.m. Monday nights. As soon as it drops, you'll get that episode. And that's all we're going to do with the email. That's it. Okay. That's all that's for, is just to subscribe to the podcast. Nothing more. Okay. So that's what we got here. This is what we're going to be pairing the wine with tonight. My lovely wife, she made a nice dish pair up with the wine, and I'll explain why it is the way it is in just a moment. But before I do that, let me go back to the chats and check them again. And Ed, I'm glad that you're in the chat and you're driving home from the Orlando International Fringe Theater Festival. Yeah, like I said, it must have been a lot of fun. It's been a while since I've even been to Orlando. Orlando has some great events. We really got nothing up here in Charlotte. It compares to anything going on in Orlando. I'll tell you that right now. I'm not getting on my soapbox about that now. But, it's Charlotte's our home. But Ed is in Orlando. My real home is in Orlando, Florida. O-Town, as we affectionately call it, us old-timers. O-timers. All right, let me check the rest of the chats here. Okay, we've got folks in the chat. That Square Guy's in the chat. That Square Guy, it's great to see you. It's been a little while since I've seen you in the chat. Stick around. We're going to have some fun, and we're going to do some dad jokes again. But I need your participation, everyone's participation on the dad jokes. Got to throw in some dad jokes, keep them clean, of course. But we'll have some fun here tonight. And Nano X Echoes is in the chat. He says, hola, Rick. Hi, right back at you. And Algarith's in the chat. Says, hi, Rick. Grats for the podcast. Been a little while, Algarith, but I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for being here. And like I said, stick around. And Square Guy says, oh, look at that cupcake. Yes, it is a nice cupcake. I'm going to explain that in a few minutes. And he says, it's been so long, Rick. It has. But I'm glad you're here tonight. And Nano says, muy bien, bonito pasta. Yeah. Did you say pasta or pesto? I can't read it. My eyes are small type in my eyes here. Anyway. So this is live, folks. It's live. I'm going to wix my merds up into all kinds of things and butcher the English language and every other language I attempt to read or pronounce. So that's half the fun of this, right? That's half the fun right there. Okay, let's see. Checking some of the other chats. I think we're good right now. So let's go ahead and take a look at this wine. There we go. This is what we're drinking tonight. This is an Ercole Barbera del Monferrato. Monferrato. See, I told you I was going to butcher this. I told you. And I'm Italian. And I still butchered it. Barbera del Monferrato. DOC. And this Ercole wine is very, very interesting. There's something very different about this bottle. Now, see what it says down the bottom? It says 1 liter. Now, most of the time, you know, the traditional bottle of wine that I open on the show is a 750 milliliter bottle. Although I have shown you a couple of very large ones before. This one is 1 liter. It's 1 liter. So no, and I'm not going to drink it tonight. Okay, no, I'm not going to drink this whole liter of wine tonight. No, we're not going to do that. Okay, not even close. I'm not going to attempt that. But we're going to try it out. We're going to open it and try it and see how it works. Now here's the back of this wine. Let me show you the back of this wine, and I'm going to read this. There's not much to read. I'm going to skip the government warning part. So this is Ercole, and it says Ercole. On it. That's how you pronounce it. 2019, this is a Barbera del Monferrato, and it is a red wine product of Italy. There is 12% or 12.5% alcohol by volume, ABV, and it's imported by the Piedmont guy in Schaefer, Minnesota. That's not much to the back of the bottle there to read, so that's what we have. Now, I did find out some information about this wine a little bit, and I can tell you, I've got a price list to tell you what it costs, where you can buy it in various places around the U.S. I'm not sure outside the U.S., but I believe it's available pretty much worldwide, this wine is. It seems to be a fairly popular wine, so we're going to find out a little bit more about this wine. Now, I'm going to show you also, again, the dish that we're going to have it with. This is what we're going to pair it with tonight. I have a, I have a cupcake in the middle. Can't miss the cupcake. Okay, I'm going to tell you about the cupcake in just a little bit. But we've got some beef. We have some hamburger. Nothing fancy tonight. I have, let's see, what else do I have here? I have some pasta. Okay, so I have this pasta. I have this, it's like a ziti pasta right there that my wife made. She made this just for the show. She made this just for the show, folks. It's unbelievable. She made it for the show. And then I have some cheeses. I have the Trader Joe's double cream Gouda. And I have, there was a, what else do I have here? I don't know. Chi, help me out here a little bit. I think we have a Dubliner. We have the Dubliner over here. And then that's from Ireland. And then we have this other cheese from Trader Joe's that has something in it. I don't know. My wife told me what it was. I don't remember what it was. We're going to try it again tonight and see what it's all about. So, yeah. Sorry, I was on that shot too long. I got a little messed up with that audio. Okay, so that square guy says it sounds fine. I'm glad it does. Yeah, for some reason I lost the audio on the main stream. I don't know why that happened, but the stream's still going. I don't know what's going on there. Okay, so my lovely wife Cheese in the chat. She says we can hear you, and she says cheddar with parm. Okay, that's what it is. It's a what was the thing called? It was unconventional, professional, unsurpassed. I forgot what it was. It was called something, a cheddar cheese with parm with Parmesan cheese in it. That's what that cheese was. It's an un-something or other. An un-cola? I don't know. It was an un-something. My wife will correct me on that momentarily. Anyway, so that's what we have to pair this with tonight. And let's go ahead and get to pairing. I think it's running late. Let's get to pairing now. All right. This is what we're going to... Let me get a closer shot of this. This is what we're going to add to the wine bottle. This is my aerator, my Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's. Boy, I'm really messing up big time. This is live, folks. This is really live. This is my... Amazon aerator from Amazon. It's the I haven't had any yet. Let me see if I can get this bottle open first. We need some wine, don't we? So then I'll have an excuse to mess things up. Okay. Veneto aerator from the Veneto Wine Lover set. Thank you, Rick, for reminding myself. This is from Amazon.com. It's been my trusty aerator for such a long time. And of course, to pour it with, I did not bring my glass because I did forget my glass. However, I have another glass. I have another crystal glass. This is a different crystal glass. This is my crystal glass from, it's from the restaurant. This is from the, is it faded out here really bad? It was, I thought it was laser etched, but it's not really laser etched, just... It's from the Cooper's Hawk Winery and Restaurant in Orlando, Florida. And we used this one on the show several times. We're going to use it again tonight. Hopefully it's clean. It's been sitting up here for a while. We're going to go ahead and pour the wine in here with my left hand as opposed to my right. Because we're just doing everything different tonight. And it is not, it's not even opposite day. Sure would be nice to go to that French festival about now. Anyway, so we have the wine poured in here. We're going to set it aside to open up a little more. Might need to open up for another minute or two because this is a little smaller wine glass. And while we're doing that, let's find out a little bit more about the wine. Now, I did some checking on it online, and Vivino has it at 3.8 stars. Not quite 4 stars on this, 3.8 stars. So they give it a fairly decent rating. But people who drink this wine really like it. And some folks that I've been reading about here online say that this wine is definitely a pasta wine. This is definitely a wine that you want to have with a good pasta. So I don't, that's why, you know, I was going to explain a minute ago why my wife has this pasta here, but she made this specifically for the show. Now, I told her, she said, what do you want to have for the show tonight? And I said, well, you know, just a little burger, a little meat, something like that. But then when I checked online, everybody was raving about how well this goes with pizza and pasta. And we didn't have any pizza handy. And we didn't have any pasta either. So my wife made this specifically for tonight's show. And she went well above and beyond that. And I want to say thank you, Chi. Thank you. I really appreciate that. She just made this just for the show. We didn't even have for this for dinner. So that's pretty wild. The other thing on here is this cupcake. This cupcake is gluten-free. She made these special. She made a whole batch of these. She made gluten-free cupcakes with her own homemade gluten-free icing on it. It's a vanilla cupcake with icing. And Tommy and I had been eating a couple of these. They're really, really good. And she says, you want to try one for the show tonight to try it with a wine? And I said, oh, sure, why not? I'm planning a sugar rush anyway. What the hey? Might as well go all the way with that one, right? So that's what we have. That's what the cupcake's all about. So this is what I learned about the wine. It is from the, it is a Barbera del Monferrato, and it's, where am I here? I lost my place here. All right, I had some other information up on it, but here we go. It's a Barbera, 100%. This is 100% Barbera. The soil is, I can't even read this, calcareous clay. I got to get a bigger monitor here. The harvest is late September to early October. The yield is 70 hectares. I can't even read that. Okay, so it was bottled. This one was bottled in January 2019, 12.5% alcohol by volume. Oh, there's a technical sheet here. Well, who knew? I didn't even click on that. This came from the Piedmont Guy's website, Piedmont Guy that distributes it. So this is from their website. So I purchased this at winestore-online.com, wine store, our local one here in Charlotte. And I think I got a pretty good buy on it because I was checking around, looking at the prices on this wine. It is a Gordon's Fine Wine and Liquors in Massachusetts. Has it for $13.99 a bottle, $13.99 a bottle. Wine Works Online in New Jersey, $14.99. All Star Wine and Spirits in New York, $14.99. I don't know, it's Yayan in New Hampshire, $14.99. Bottle Shop in New Jersey, $14.99. Woods Wholesale in Michigan, $15.99. San Francisco Wine Training Company in California has it for $16.95 a bottle, is what I see here. Okay, so it's $12.71. Excluding the sales tax. So it's actually, according to this, it's $12.71 there without the sales tax. But when you add the sales tax, it jumps up to $16.95. That's pretty hefty sales tax on that wine. That's like $5 on that. I mean, you can almost buy another bottle of wine for that much, depending on the wine. But yeah, I bought some decent wines for about $5 before, and I'm not talking about any $2 chuck either. So that's what we're looking at price wise. Now, I will tell you what I paid for it. I paid from Wine Store. I have a receipt right here for this Ercole Barbera. $11.99 for this bottle of wine, $11.99. So I think I got a pretty good deal on this wine. Now, I think it was on sale. I don't know if it's still on sale for that price, but we're going to see what it is. But for a one-liter bottle, that's a fair amount of wine. That's a fair amount of wine. Well, we're going to go ahead and taste this wine. Let me check the chat one more time before we start doing that. And Chi says unexpected. Okay, so this cheese, that we have here is, this is an, it's called Unexpected, it's Trader Joe's Unexpected Cheddar with Parm in it. So that's what it is. And she was down there eating it while she was putting the plate together. So she said it was very, very good. She really enjoyed it. So I'm looking forward to trying that out. It certainly was unexpected on the plate. I'll say that much. We'll see how it measures up. All righty. Let's see what else we have here. And Algorithm says, hi, Rick. And let's see. I've got to catch up the chat here for a minute. Your mom's sentiments in the chat. Good to see you. Your mom's sentiment. Good to see you here. And a lovely cupcake there. Thank you. And let's see. Make sure I'm caught up the chat. Algorithm says, how can you have so little cheese? I almost eat a complete brick of Swiss yesterday. You almost ate a complete brick of Swiss cheese yesterday? Wow. How'd that work out? I'll tell you, when I eat a lot of cheese, and I do eat a lot of cheese, but when I eat a lot of cheese, it we're not going there right now. Okay. Well, okay. But I do love a good Swiss, by the way. I'll agree with that. I do love a good Swiss cheese. That's really cool. All right. So let's go ahead and taste this wine. I've been going on too long about that. And did I tell you that... Yeah, you know, I got it for $11.99. We're going to try this out here. Okay. So on the nose, there's a lot of cherry, but oh yeah, I'm getting some a leather. It smells like leather. Does it smell like leather? Fairly earthy. It does smell fairly earthy. Let's go to taste. Wow. Okay, lots of cherry. Yeah, I can taste the leather. It's kind of leathery. Not necessarily a bad thing. Cherry, a lot of cherry. And mostly red fruit smoke. Getting something else in here. What is that? It is a bit earthy. I'm pouring this thing on my left hand. I don't know. Let me see here. I think I was tasting a little plum in here, too. Cherry and leather is most of what I'm getting here. A little bit of plum. Something else in here. What is that? Maybe a hint of blackberry. I'm not sure. It's not real complex. It is very heavy on cherry. You know, which is fine because I love cherry. But it tastes a lot like leather, but it's very earthy. It's a very earthy wine, but it's kind of medium, a little on the bolder side than the wine we had last week. A lot bolder than the wine we had last week, but it's not super bold or anything. It's not like some of the wines we've had in the past that were just so bold that I didn't really care for them too much. There's some tannin in this wine. There's a fair amount of tannin in it. Very, very dry. It's a fair amount of tannin. Yeah, I can taste that leather. The wine is somewhat acidic, but I think this is a wine, once again, I think that would pair very, very well with a pizza. I think this would go very, very well with a pizza. Let's go ahead and pair it with the food here in just a moment, but let me check the chats one more time to see what's going on. Kind of quiet on YouTube tonight, as usual. But we've got folks in the chat on Twitch, and I'm glad you're here. Twitch is usually pretty active. Let's see. Just trying to make sure I'm caught up with the chat here. We're good. Okay. It's good to see you, Algorithm. It is. All right, we're going to... pair it with these foods, and this is what we're going to try it with the burger first. Now, I have been told that this wine goes pretty good with wild game, like venison, things like that, and I don't eat some of that stuff like rabbit and things like that, but venison, buffalo. I think it might go okay with buffalo or something like that. It's burgers. I guess this might be a little plain for this, but we're gonna give it a try. We're gonna try it out with the burger. Burger's very good, by the way. It's okay with the burger. And I think if there's tomato sauce on that burger, it would be better. Because I think this would work good with a pasta-y with tomato sauce and like a meatball kind of thing. I think this would go pretty well with meatballs. I like that. Let's try it with a pasta. I think we're going to try it with the pasta here. Let me get back to camera 3. And we'll try it with the pasta with my left hand, of course. I am not left-handed. Let's try it with the pasta all over the desk and on my shirt, my sweater. More wine. Gotta make sure the wine's in there. Let's try it. Good pasta, by the way. Hey, nice. I like that. It goes really well with the tomato sauce and the pasta and the cheese. I'm going to try a little bit more of this. This is actually very, very good. I like this. I see. Wow, again. Yeah, this is definitely. I think this is definitely a wine that goes great with pasta, with pizza. I can see why some people were raving about this. This is a very good pairing here with the pasta. I like this very much. It's very good. I could easily see myself eating an entire pizza or a big bowl of spaghetti or some other pasta or lasagna or something with this wine and finishing both. I could see that. This is a dangerous combination, I think, actually, by the way. I think this is a dangerous combination because you get me in front of some pasta or a pizza, and I'll go to town, you know, basically. Put that bottle of wine there, a really good bottle of wine that pairs really well with it, and I won't realize that I'm eating and drinking all that until it's all gone. That's a dangerous combination for me, but I like that very much. I really like this pairing, and I can see why it's popular. I think this is really intended to be like a table wine. It kind of has that table wine kind of bottling to it, I guess, but this is definitely not a cheap tasting wine. You know, some table wines that you think, well, table wines are kind of cheap. You know, you look at a Gallo wine or something like you know, the Gallo wines or some of the ones that I don't even have them up here anymore, do I? Okay, I keep looking back behind me. I took them off after season 2. I didn't want them up here anymore. But, you know, some of those I don't want to say Robert Mondavi wines, but you know what I mean. The Sutter Home wines and things like that, they're kind of like the table wines. This is not that, okay? This is not that at all. Very good. Algorith says, good to see you too, Rick. You speak so well, I'm hypnotized. Really? You're way too kind, but I don't really speak that well, to be honest. My command of any language leaves much to be desired. It does. Wait till I've had something to drink here, and then I'll start speaking in tongues, so to speak. Whatever. Algory says, "Is it your supper of some later treats?" I think it might be my supper here. I've already had dinner, but I might make a second one out of this one with the pasta. My wife only gave me a little bit to sample. I wonder if she made any more. I'll have to check that out. Okay, let's check the rest of the chats, and we'll finish the tasting here. Okay, kind of quiet there. Let me clear the palate for just a moment. just to be fair, and let's try it with the cheeses. Okay. Now we're going to try it with these cheeses back on camera three here. We're going to try it with these cheeses. I've swung that around so I can get to the cheeses easier. Although I really should swing it more this way where the pasta is. But let's go back here. Making you dizzy yet? Well, you've had some of this wine. Okay, so we're going to try it first with... Let's try it with the new cheese. Why not? Let's try it with the... Is this it right here? Gee, this is the new cheese. This is the... What'd you say it was? Unexpected. It was unexpected. It was the cheese with Parm in it. Let's give it a try. Actually, the cheese is pretty good. It's actually a pretty decent cheese. Wow, that was unexpected. I got to try that again. Okay, I've got to try this again. Take two. All right. This is the unexpected cheese. And what is this thing? Cheddar with Parm. It's a white cheddar with Parm is what it is. I like this cheese. I like this pairing. I like the cheese, but I like the pairing. This pairs very, very well with the cheese. I too. So that's a winner right there. So when I was downstairs, just before the show, I'd done my show prep. I was going downstairs to clear up a couple of things. And of course, I forgot the regular glass that I use. That's why I pulled this one. And I see her down there. She's eating all this cheese. Have you tried this yet? And she said, oh, this is really good. This is really good cheese. And she was like eating through this block of cheese. And I thought, wow, it must be good. That was unexpected. I really liked it. Let me clear the palate one more time. Let's try it with... Okay, let's try it with this other one. This is the... No, that's the Trader Joe's. This is a Dubliner. Okay, well, let's try it with the Dubliner first. I think this is the Dubliner, isn't it? No, this is the Trader Joe's. Yeah, I think this is the Trader Joe's on camera. Once again, pretty decent. I think this wine it goes well with cheeses altogether. I think this is you know what? That's not unexpected. Okay. See what I did there? It's not unexpected, really, because... pizza, this is supposed to go really, really good with pizza. What does pizza have on it? What is the main ingredient in pizza besides bread? Well, if you go to a decent pizzeria, if you go to like some pizzerias that barely put any cheese on it, it's mostly bread. But if you go to a decent pizzeria where they really put on the cheese, it's the cheese and cheese in the bread. And if it goes that well with pasta and cheese, I would expect it to go well pretty much with most of the cheeses you put on the plate. Yeah, no, it's not coming back up. Don't worry. It was good. It was very, very good. All right, let me clear the palate one more time. Nano, she says, cheese is the papa. Oh, okay. So the square guy says unexpected good, unexpected bad. It was unexpected good. It was very, very good. And that square guy says, we gave up on pizzerias and just make it our own at home now. You know what? Oftentimes, that is the best way to go. It depends on if you're really good at making pizza. And some people are and some people aren't. And if you're used to, if the idea of making pizza at home is to pull out the frozen DiGiorno's out of the freezer, that's not – the way to do it. But if you're making homemade pizza with homemade crust and everything else, yeah, sometimes it's really good and it's very, very good. I'll bet you, because you have Darcy there, and I know she is an excellent cook, an excellent chef. So I know that the two of you together, you know, now for those of you who don't know, this Square Guy, he's one of my favorite streamers. Go to Twitch, that Square Guy on Twitch. He does Lego streams where he puts together Legos, really fascinating stuff, and he plays some games. But he and Darcy also do some baking videos and from time to time. Have you done any, you got any lined up here? And their baking videos are a lot of fun to watch. And you can tell they're both very good at what they're doing. I really enjoy watching their baking videos. They're very entertaining, too. So that's really, really cool. Yeah, so the Square Guy says, "How we make ours with a homemade base." And he says, the Square Guy says, "Yup, it's all Darcy." I can imagine that Darcy can probably make an excellent, excellent pizza dough. And that's one of the keys. You know what? You can make a pretty decent pizza out of store-bought dough and whatever, but it's not the same thing as when you make it yourself. And if you really have a good recipe for dough, that really makes the pizza. It really does. And even with all the ingredients and all that, you can get all the ingredients out there and pile them on, but the right dough mix is really the key to making a good pizza, I think. More so than some of the other things. I can tell you some stories about my days at Disney when I was the pizza guy. I ran Pizza Time. I think I've talked about it before. And I had my own cheese recipe. It was a derivative of the one that the chef at Disney came up with. And I made my own derivative of it. Cost some more, too, per pizza. But people loved it. So that Square Guy says, yeah, we found a really good recipe for dough. Oh, did you? I have to check that out. And he says, I'm hoping to do a baking stream next month near my birthday. You know what? I didn't want to spill the beans on that, but I've got your birthday marked down here, by the way. I know when your birthday is. I've got it marked down. We're going to have a birthday party for you, okay? A virtual birthday party on the stream here. So I hope you'll show up, you and Darcy both, we'll do that. Oh, and mushrooms on the pizza too. Yeah, mushrooms are okay. I don't care much for mushrooms that much myself on some foods, but I can do mushrooms on pizza. That's okay. I can do that. All right. So we didn't finish the cheeses yet, did we? Let me clear the palate one more time, and we're gonna try it. We've got one more cheese to try it with. This one here, and we're going to give it a try and see how this works. Mm-hmm. Now this is the now that's the Dubliner. That's a Dubliner from Ireland. Pretty decent cheese. Once again, it works pretty well with the. I tell you what, if you're going to have a wine and cheese tasting party, I think this Erica, it's pronounced Ericole, is a good wine. I think this is probably the go-to wine to get. Plus, it's a one-liter bottle, so it'll go a little farther when you're having your get-together. So I think that's cool. That's cool. So we tried that. I know we've got to try it with the dessert, with that cupcake there. We've got to try it with that cupcake, but we're going to wait towards the end of the show to do that because once I find myself in a little bit of a sugar rush, I'm no good at all for this show. And I'm sure everybody would like to see that, but trust me, you don't want to see that. Really? Okay. So then I start bouncing off the walls pretty much, almost. And that could be entertaining for about 2 minutes. Anyway, so that I think that does it for the tasting. We got to get to the it's kind of quiet on Facebook right now. Ed, I hope you're having a safe trip home from the Orlando International Fringe Theater Festival. I got to tell you a little bit about the Fringe Festivals down there in Orlando in a little bit. Once we really get past the birthdays. Actually, I really only have one birthday to toast tonight. Let's go ahead and toast that now. Let's go ahead and cue the fireworks. I want to toast the birthday tonight. This is 4. Got the fireworks going. Oh, I'm dripping all over the place. Huh. Good thing I have, there we go. All right. I have one birthday here, and this is from my good friend Alex, my young friend Alex. Alex is currently attending Appalachian State University up in Boone, North Carolina, as along with my son. My son Tommy is also attending Appalachian State University. He just finished his first year. And when I say his first year, he already had 2 years of community college, but he finished off at Appalachian State, and so he is just finished. So basically, it's his third year. He just finished his third year at of college. He's about to enter his fourth year, his final year at Appalachian State. He's going for a communications degree. That's my son Tommy. And he's doing really well so far. Alex, let's get back to Alex. Alex has been attending Appalachian State as well. And it was Alex who actually toured us around the campus when we first went up there. Yeah, he toured us around, gave us the grand tour, and showed us areas of the university that you don't normally get on the tour. So we got the back, we got the VIP tour, more or less. We did get the VIP tour. And he was very, very, very good at, he was very nice about it. So Alex and Tommy have been friends since they were little kids. Alex and Tommy have known each other. They've been friends for, since second grade, whatever. And they go way, way back together. And we've known Alex and his family. Betsy, as a matter of fact, his mom, Betsy, they had their, Betsy and her husband had their anniversary here. I toasted them a couple weeks back. And Alex is a fine young man. He's going into, I believe, the education field. That's what he's going to be doing, teaching. But he's on his way to completing his degree. And Alex's birthday is May 20th. May 20th, that is Thursday, this coming Thursday, May 20th, 2021. And Alex, I want to give you a toast and say happy birthday to you, to Alex Olinger. Happy birthday. And this wine is so good, I'm going to toast you again. Did I say, Alex is he's really a fine young man. He's really a nice young man, and he's very smart. Very smart. Funny, too. He's funny also, but really cool. Really cool guy. Anyway, here's to you, Alex. Happy, happy birthday, and may you have many, 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 many more. This is my good friend, Alex Olinger. Okay, I think that does it for the birthdays. What can I say? Well, it does it for the birthdays. Wrong camera there. Here we go. Still not used to these buttons. Okay, so we have the birthdays, but let's go ahead into national days, unless there are any. Let's see. That square guy says, whoa, ha ha ha. Was that for the fireworks? Okay, and Ed says home safe from Lock Haven Park, and I'm glad you are home safe from Lock Haven. Wow, Lock Haven! Is that where the theater was? The theater was over there at Lock Haven. Wow, Lock Haven I haven't been there in years and years and years, but really, really cool place. And wow. I think we used to have some film club meetings around Lock Haven. I think we used to have some film club meetings there. Anyway, that goes way, way back. Anyway, I'm reminiscing my head. Everybody see that? I'm reminiscing my head. The visions has come up. Yeah, I miss O-Town. I do miss O-Town. I do miss it. very much. I don't know that we can really go back, but I do miss it. That is my Florida is my home. It'll always be my home. Charlotte, it's a place where I am here. It's a place where I'm living, but Florida will always be my home. Oh, that square guy says no for the fact that you have my birthday written down. Oh, yeah, you weren't expecting that, huh? That you have my that I had your birthday written down. I do indeed, and I know when it is, and we're going to toast it next month. It's just about this time next month, right? Just about this time next month, with a few days off, but almost there. So yeah, who knew, right? I did. Because we toasted you last year, I believe. So, anyway, I'm sort of like an elephant. I've got a long nose, but okay, yeah, I forget a lot, but I've got a long nose. Okay, I don't know where I was going. 12.5% alcohol by volume. There we go. Blame it on the wine. Okay, so where was I here? Oh yes, we were going to toast some national days. So I've got some national days here to toast. And I'm glad you made it home safely, my friend. That's good. Please stick around if you can. And we're going to have a lot more fun. We're going to do some dad jokes. And if you got some dad jokes to kick in, actually, anyone there, if you have any dad jokes to put in the chat, I'll read them off as long as they're clean. You just want to keep them clean. Okay, so we need something for the I'll put this up for the National Days. How about that? Okay, we'll do this for the National Days. The National Days, May 15th, that's today. Okay, May 15th is Peace Officers Memorial Day. Peace Officers Memorial Day. This is for peace officers everywhere. Memorial. Here's the peace officers. Okay, National. Oh, here's one I definitely have to drink to. I'm going to switch to my right hand. That's more like it. Okay, that's more like it. Maybe I should just keep it over here. That's too close to the keyboard. I could just go whack. That would not be good. Keep it over here. Of course, then I could go whack, and it's okay. Anyway, today is National Chocolate Chip Day. Get ready for it, yeah, National Chocolate Chip Day. You got any chocolate chips? Got any chocolate chip cookies? Got any chocolate chip whatever? It's National Chocolate Chip Day. I'm all for that. Here's to National Chocolate Chip Day. It's National Nylon Stocking Day. I do not wear nylon stockings, but I know people do. Okay, it's also National Armed Forces Day. I laugh at my own bad jokes. The third Saturday in May is National Armed Forces Day. I'll drink to that. That's our National Armed Forces who keep us all safe. National Security, this country. National Learn to Swim Day, third Saturday in May. Oh, boy. Okay. I'm not going to go into this again because I think I told this story last year about this time when it was National Learn to Swim Day, didn't I? I'm not going to go into that. But I am not much of a swimmer, okay? And when I was very young, I had traumatic experiences learning to swim. And I've talked about it. I'm not going to tell you the whole story again. But I tell you what, though, is that one of my earliest experiences that kind of traumatized me to the water at the beach. Did I tell this story? I may have. Okay, so when I was really, really little, when I was a toddler, we lived out out near the beach in Florida, and my grandparents had a house on the beach, and they had some beachfront property, and we would go there all the time. And oftentimes, when my dad was finishing up school, going to college there, and then my mom was working, my grandparents would watch me. And when my sister was born, they'd watch my sister Gina and myself. They would be babysitting us, so we spent a lot of time out on the beach. And, you know, my dad would go out there on the beach with us a lot. And I do have some memories of this. I do have a memory in my mind of this basic incident because it kind of sticks in my head. I was about about 3 years old. And we had this flotation device. We had this little, you know, float, this little flotation device, one of those blow-up floats, and it was kind of made it wasn't like a vinyl or anything. It was made like one of those canvas, it had one of those canvas outer coverings. It was kind of a canvas one, but it was a blow-up one. You could blow it up, and it had ropes around the side. We had those little eyelets there, and they had this rope that go around the thing. I remember that clearly. It was orange, and I want to say it was orange and blue. I remember the orange. I don't remember what the other color was. I think it was orange and blue or orange and yellow, something like that. But I remember the orange. And one time my dad took me out in the water. And he had me, he was there with me, and I think it was only, I think it wasn't even waist deep, I think it was maybe knee deep. And he was out there with me, and I was floating. Oh, that's having a great time, and, you know, just floating on the water. And he was telling me constantly, I do remember this, he was telling me constantly to hold on to the rope, on the rope that was going around the side of this flotation device. And he kept telling me to hold on to it. But I kept letting go at some points because, you know, I was having a good time. I was just a little kid having a good time. At some point, a wave came along. It wasn't a real big one, but it was enough to knock this thing over. So the wave came along and knocked it over, and I went down in the water, and I couldn't swim. And I was just, what, three, maybe 4 years old at the time. And, you know, and my dad kind of freaked out. And I remember going down, you know, I remember being there, and I went out down into the water. And the thing is, my dog, who was offshore and he was kind of swimming around nearby, my dog was there. I had a dog. His name was Donnie. He was a Cocker Spaniel. He was a birthday gift to me. And he went in there, dove in, and pulled me out, basically. That's the story. At least that's the story that my parents give me all the time, or they gave me all the time. The dog went in there, pulled me out, and rescued me. And, of course, I was too young to remember a lot of the details of that, but I do remember the raft, and I do remember kind of being told to hold on to it and then kind of falling in. The rest of it was kind of a blur, but I was really, really young. And my parents told me that the dog saved me. The dog pulled me out and saved my life. I thought that was pretty cool. That was pretty cool. Anyway, that was my learn to swim day story. The one I'm giving this year. Third, a true story, by the way. As far as I know, my parents told me. Must be true. Third Saturday in May, learn to swim day. Okay. Let's see, what else is tomorrow, May 16th? That's all for May 15th, Learn to Swim Day. May 16th is Honor, National Barbecue Day. National Barbecue Day. I'll drink to National Barbecue Day. National Do Something Good for Your Neighbor Day. I did something good for my neighbor today. I did something really, really good for my neighbor. All my neighbors pretty much stayed indoors. This is also to do something good for your neighbor. You should do something good for your neighbor, always. National Love a Tree Day. I love trees. National Love a Tree Day. It's National Mimosa Day. Who knew that? I did because I looked at the list earlier. National Mimosa Day. Got to make some mimosas. Have a mimosa. Did you have a mimosa today? I didn't. Probably should have. Could have been having mimosas here. National Mimosa Day. I'll drink to that. It's not a mimosa, but hey, I'll drink to it. Okay, National Piercing Day. Not having anything pierced on me. I'm sorry. National. Here's a good one. National... National Sea Monkey Day. Okay, I'm serious. Now it's they have a national day for sea monkeys. Who had sea monkeys? Okay, who didn't have sea monkeys when they were a kid? Who didn't have sea monkeys? Okay, it's National Sea Monkey Day. Ed says the fringe is alive. Okay, I'm going to skip over here for just a minute. Ed posted here in the chat. Ed says the fringe is a live theater festival. It lasts for me from today through Memorial Day. I saw 5 dress rehearsals today. I help sponsor venues, so I get to attend press previews before the fringe shows start for real on Wednesday. That's pretty cool. So you're sponsoring a venue. Wow, cool. Ed says 70 plus performances. I'll attend most of them. That's a lot. That's a lot of performances. And Ed says, "Dad, oh, okay, he's gonna tell me dad joke. Okay, not ready for the dad jokes yet, but okay, let's go ahead and take one." Ed says, "Dad style joke, Shaggy Dog style. A Trader Joe's opened in Winter Park. On opening day, I visited. Free samples galore. In particular, a woman gave out dark chocolate covered blueberries. A friend asked me, 'What do you think of Trader Joe?' My reply, 'I come to seize her berry, not to praise him.'" Did you make that one up, Ed? Did you make that? It's actually pretty good. I like that. I come to Caesar Berry, not to pray. Okay. I come to Barry Caesar. Okay. I come to Caesar Berry. I got to quit pouring this with my left hand. So that's really good. You made that one? Ed says on the spot. You made it up on the spot? That's awesome. I think that's awesome. That's very clever. I like that. I really, really like that. I got to give that a love. That's an awesome joke. I don't know that I could have come up with that one. I've come up with a few before that people didn't understand or didn't get, but that's pretty good. I like that. Very cool. I come to Caesar Berry, not to praise. Very funny. I like that. Let's see what we got here on the other chats. Algory says, cheers to that story. And what an amazing dog. And that smart guy says, what an amazing dog. Yeah, he really was. He really was an amazing dog. And really, he really was. And I could talk to him all night about Donnie. He was a really cool dog. He was my protector. He really was my protector. It was when we lived when we were young. I remember that a strange dog would come walking up into the house, and I'm standing outside with Donnie. He put himself between me and the other dog. He just like put him right there and be like at the other dog. He's very, very protective. He was very, very protective of me. It was kind of a sad ending for Donnie, though. I'll tell that story another time. But it was just a really, really cool dog. Really great dog. And I loved him lots. A score guy says, Darcy had sea monkeys. I wasn't allowed. Okay. So, yeah, I got off on the sea monkey thing, didn't I? Okay, sea monkeys. You had sea monkeys. So Darcy had sea monkeys. You weren't allowed to have sea monkeys. I had sea monkeys when I was a kid. Well, we had them, and you know what sea monkeys are, right? I mean, you know, in all the tourist traps, they advertise the sea monkeys. You know, and they have these pictures of these weird alien-looking things that looked like a cross between something out of Dr. Seuss it does. It had kind of a Dr. Seuss look to some of these creatures, but not kind of Dr. Seuss on a leader of this. And anyway, so yeah, and I had the pictures, you know, family sea monkeys, real cool. And the thing is, when you're a little kid and you say, oh, you know, I want some sea monkeys, and they say, oh, okay, well, you know, get the sea monkeys, take them home, you pour them in. You know what sea monkeys are, right? I mean, it's just brine shrimp is what it is. This is basically brine shrimp. And of course, when they hatch and you're watching them and everything, and so, like, you know, you pick up the box with a picture on it, and you look at the sea monkeys, and you look at the box and the sea monkey, and you're like, hey, Dad, I think we got ripped off. This isn't what we got. Doesn't look anything like them. Yeah, well, and then they last for about a week, and then you set them up on the shelf and you know, in the kitchen or you know, in front of the windowsill in front of the kitchen. That's where we put ours. Put up ours on the windowsill, in the kitchen in front of the sink, and then after about a week or so, you know, we just forget all about them, and they just die. And then next thing you know, one of my parents comes along and says, oh, you know, just dump that in the disposal or something, you know, or toss it outside. And so that's all done. Or your brother comes over, your little brother comes over here and says, oh, that's cool, and drinks it, or, you know, it, that kind of thing. It's, and, you know, I could tell you stories about sea monkeys. Yeah. Some were interesting. Anyway, National Sea Monkey Day. So it is a national day. How about that? Who knew? National Sea Monkey Day. Have a lot of fond memories. Not really. I have a couple of memories. I can't say they're really fond. National Biographers Day is tomorrow, May 16th, National Biographers Day. It's also National Coquille Saint-Jacques Day. National Coquille Saint-Jacques Day. I said that wrong. It's National Coquille Saint-Jacques Day. And if you don't know what Coquille Saint-Jacques is, it is a dish. It is a, it's basically a thing of scallops. And I've never had it. So I can't, I don't, and don't ask me what wine to pair it with either, because I couldn't tell you, because I've never had it. I am not a scallop person. Some people like this. Something that's supposedly it's quite good. It's quite the delicacy, but not for me. I'm sorry. And let's see. It's also May 16th. It's also Take Your Parents to the Playground Day. Third Sunday in May is Take Your Parents to the Playground Day. And if you're really smart, you'll leave them. It's 12.5% alcohol by volume, folks. It really is. So Take Your Parents to the Playground Day. Whatever. I'll drink to that. I've got a liter of it. Whatever. I'll drink to that. Actually, I think half this liter is going down and winding up on my desk. Okay. So I think that does it, the national days. I think we're done with that, right? We're done with the national days. Let's, once again, we're drinking this. For those who didn't know, we're drinking this Ercole Barbera del Monferrato. It's from Italy. It's from Italy. This is a 1 liter bottle of wine. I'm not even close to getting halfway down into it, and I'm not even going to try. I tell you what, it's kind of an easy wine to drink. I don't know that this is really a wine that you drink by itself. As a wine that you drink by itself, I can think of better wines that I would recommend. But if you're going to have food, especially pasta, pizza, things like that, this is the wine. This is the go-to wine, I think, because it's gone really, really well with everything we tried so far. This is a good wine to pair with food. And I can tell you, I think this is a wine that would, if you're watching your calories, this wine is gonna just kind of throw that off completely. Because if you're sitting down eating a meal and you're having this wine, you're gonna go through both really quick, because it's so easy to pair this with. It's so easy to drink this wine with this food. It makes the food taste that much better. And it makes the wine taste better too, in some ways. You're going to wind up just you're not even realizing that you're eating and drinking so much. You're not going to realize it. I think this is a really, really good wine for food. I think it is, especially for Italian food. So, okay, so that's what we got there for the national days, and I think we're going to do some. We want to do some other stuff too. Oh, by the way, before I go any further with this, because I know some of you missed it before, and I promised I'd play it again, and I didn't play it last week or last 2 weeks. I'm going to do it again now, Ed says my Shakespearean friends liked it. I'm sure they did. That's a good joke, actually. I have a short word from our sponsor. Okay, this is, I'll tell you about it. Okay, here's a word from our sponsor.
It's no secret kids love bugs, but bats know where to eat roaches. Try Chug-A-Bug, naturally flavored insect drink. Naturally flavored because it contains 90% real insect juice.
Have a cake or just a mug, but you'll never choke on a leg when you chug-a-bug.
On fruity, flying, tangy termite.
Yeah, that was Chug-A-Bug. Okay, that was a short film. I had to show it again because a lot of people missed it the first time. And when I showed it the first time some weeks back. But I knew you would appreciate the square guy. I knew you would appreciate that one. Okay, what that was, let me give you the backstory on that real quick. Real quick. Is anything real quick with me? No. Okay, here's the backstory on that one. When in Orlando, we had the Orlando, the film club. It was the Cinematography Club of Orlando, and then later on became the Association of Cinematic Arts and the Association of Cinematic and Video Arts. We had a film club back there, and we would do these contests in the club with all the members of the club, and we would be given different basic loose assignments, to do, and then we would make these short films, and then we would have a showing, and then the winner, everybody would vote on who won the prize for that film. So they would get an award for that film. So I think one of the ones that they had was one where you had to come up with some crazy commercial. You had to shoot a crazy commercial. And I don't remember what all the other entries were. Some of them were on film, some were on video. But that my friend Jim and I, Jim Chamberlain and myself, who we made a lot of films together. A lot of the films that you've seen here in the past, we've done together, like Harry's Climb, the animated film, and The Analyst. And there's some others that actually I'm having transferred now, and hopefully in the next month or so, I'm going to be showing some of those. I'm looking forward to that. I think you'll really enjoy some of those. But we did, and it had to be, the thing is, it had to be 15 seconds or less. That was the one rule in there. It had to be 15 seconds or less. Now, ours came in, this runs a little bit longer than 15 seconds when it's transferred to video, but it was supposed to be a 15-second commercial. So that's what Jim and I came up with, was this thing called Chug-A-Bug. Instant, it was a bug-flavored drink. Anyway, so the Square Guy says, ha, 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 love it. Thank you. I knew you would. It was a lot of fun. And I don't remember if you saw that one or not. I don't know if you ever saw Chug-A-Bug. I think you might have. It was a while back, but I've got more films to come. We've got right now in the what I am having transferred over. By the way, Nicholas Coyle is the guy who transfers, who's been transferring and restoring all of our old films, and he does a fantastic job, fabulous job. You've seen, like I said, you saw The Analyst, and he did a fabulous job on that, and Harry's Climb, and things like that. He's working on this. Now, he also did the Chug-A-Bug one restoration. But he is currently working. I just shipped off, and he's just received. He's working on now some of the films that we did in high school and just after that. One of the films that we had wanted to transfer to video for a long time, to digitize for a long time, was a film called News at 6. And this was a film that we made in our senior year at high school, in a film class. And this was about a 15, 20-minute film. It was a spoof of a news program, a 6 o'clock news program. We did the whole thing, news, weather, sports, and some commercials in between. And it was all, and there was a running gag throughout the whole thing. There was a joke that was kind of running throughout the whole film. But I'm looking forward. Hopefully, we'll get this back soon, and hopefully I'll be able to show it to you, because I'm really looking forward to showing this again. I have not seen the film in decades myself. It's been sitting up here in our little film vault for a long time. I haven't seen it myself in decades. My buddies who were part of the film, Pete Gibbser and Doug Torta, well, Doug's no longer with us, but Pete, the rest of us haven't seen the film in ages. So we're looking forward to actually seeing it ourselves. But I think you'll really enjoy it. It's won awards, actually. When we first came out, it won an award at our school. And it actually gave me an award when I graduated because of that film, which I thought was very cool. It was unexpected, but it was very cool. We also turned into several film contests, film festivals, and it won awards there. One notable one was a sci-fi convention in Daytona Beach. In, I think, the early 80s, my memory's a little fuzzy on there, and it won first place there, showed it to that was probably our largest audience. Now, we showed it to the school, too, and we showed it around the school, so we had about 1,200 people watching that around the school at various times, but we showed it at the sci-fi festival there in Daytona, and I think there must have been about 500 people in that audience and it was really, it got like a huge ovation. So it was very well. So once again, I'm really looking forward to getting that done and showing it to you at some point. I think you'll really, really enjoy it. Has never been seen on the internet. No, has never been seen. Hopefully it'll get back here and I can show it. So, Dwayne Johnson's in the chat. It's good to see you. He says, hello, Rick. How's it going? And right back at you, Dwayne. It's good to see you. I'm glad you're here. It's been a little while since I've seen you in here, but it's good to see you. That Square Guy says, well, back to the old name. Switching your names a lot, are you? So anyway, let's go on to, let's move on to some other stuff here. What do we got here? Oh yeah, I was going to talk about cryptocurrencies for a minute. Okay, I got to put up a different thing for that. Okay, let's talk about cryptocurrencies, huh? Okay, the reason I'm bringing this up is because cryptocurrencies is nothing new. It's the cryptocurrency has been in the news for a long, long time, right? So why am I even talking about this? Well, I'll explain it. Let me have a little more wine first with my right hand. There we go. That's a little easier to deal with. Okay, so cryptocurrencies. So cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. We're talking about things like Bitcoin and all those other things. What's one of the other ones that's really big now? It's called, what's that thing called? I can't remember. Anyway, so and there are a bunch of them out there. There are a lot of them out there. First it was Bitcoin, and then all these others showed up, right? And they're all out there. And Bitcoin, of course, is the big one, right? And so anyway, I up to this point, I'd kind of taken a standoffish stance to it. I'd kind of stayed away from it, from maybe putting into Bitcoin, investing in Bitcoin, things like that. And I probably should have done it early on because, you know, if I'd done it early on, it'd be worth, I'd have made quite a bit of money by now, right? But, and if for those of you who don't know what Bitcoin is, it's kind of a, you know, what's called a cryptocurrency, or, you know, it's a blockchain kind of thing. And I'm not going to go into the details on this now. It would take all night to explain it, but for those who are not familiar, but I think most everyone here is familiar with what Bitcoin is, or has heard of it, or cryptocurrency. Anyway, so there's another one that came out a little while back, some years back, called Dogecoin. And Dogecoin it started off as kind of a joke, right? A couple of guys did it as a meme, kind of a joke based on a dog. And it just started off that way. And then at some point it started gaining some traction, some real traction. So it's actually become a real thing. And it's kind of helped that, you know, people like Elon Musk has recently gone into that sort of things, really now really promoting Dogecoin in a way, or it seems like he is, because he's basically saying, well, you know, he's big on cryptocurrencies, but he seemed to have kind of, I want to say kind of thrown as my boss would say, kind of thrown Bitcoin under the bus. He's really, really, he seems to be really, really positive about Dogecoin. And I've been looking at it. And I was looking at it for a little while back, and I thought, I don't really want to get into this because this isn't really, I don't really invest in cryptocurrencies. It's just, just not my thing. But over the last few weeks, I've been giving it more serious thought and seeing all the activity going on. And I'm not saying that I'm jumping on the Dogecoin bandwagon per se, but I guess I'm kind of jumping on the Dogecoin bandwagon per se. So the what I've been doing has been I've been looking at that sort of thing and maybe investing a little bit of Dogecoin. And it seems like it's really been picking up steam. Of course, Elon Musk was on Saturday Night Live last week, talking about cryptocurrencies and stuff and making jokes about that. But he's serious about this sort of thing from what I understand. He's pretty serious about it. But it wasn't Elon Musk that kind of got me interested in it. I was looking at it before. What got me interested in it really was because a friend of mine had gotten into it a little bit when it was about 4 cents a share. And all of a sudden, it's where it is now. I don't know where it is now because I didn't check the price today. But it was about 40, 50 cents a share in the last look. Anyway, Dogecoin is about 40, 50 cents. I'm thinking stock market here. It's almost like the stock market, really. It's very close to investing like the stock market in many ways. But so he invested a little bit when it was 4 cents, and I'm like, well, this is and now it is where it is. I'm like, well, this is starting to look like something. So I was thinking maybe I should invest in a little bit of this. So then I'm hearing things about, I am a podcaster, so I'm hearing things about the possibility of people that are, that podcasters that solicit donations from their listeners and things like that, that they're starting to, instead of using money, like now, as you well know that, or if you don't know, I have Buy Me a Coffee. If you go to my website, drinkwithrick.com, or if you go to Twitch, you'll see a Buy Me a Coffee there. And you can buy me coffee if you want to make a donation to this show. And it's all good. And I really, really appreciate it. That's really cool. But that's not what I'm pitching here. And then I'm not here to pitch Buy Me Coffee. Although, if you want to buy me coffee or two or three or four or five or whatever, that's cool. I really, really appreciate it. It helps fund my giveaways for the show. Doesn't pay for much else, but does fund the giveaways. Helps. Anyway, so some podcasters, they're starting to look at using cryptocurrency instead of U.S. dollars or any other currency, euros or anything like that, using cryptocurrency for soliciting donations. That's what kind of caught my eye, and I'm thinking, that's interesting because it seems like for some listeners of these podcasts, they seem to be more amicable to donating in cryptocurrency than in other, fiat currencies. So I'm thinking, well, there might be something to that. So I'm considering whether or not to maybe putting something, a donation thing on my website in a cryptocurrency, in particular Dogecoin, but in cryptocurrency. So it's something I'm toying with, and the thing is, because you're part of the show, you are part of the show, it's not a decision that I'm making right off the bat right here. I'd like to ask for your input on this. I would like to know what you think of this. Do you think it's worth my trying to do this, solicit donations or allow donations in a cryptocurrency instead of a U.S. dollar or a euro or whatever is it that fiat currencies are out there. What are your thoughts on that? Because I'm sure you have some thoughts. I'm sure you have some opinions on it, whether they're positive or negative, but I really want to run this by you and find out what you think of it, and if you think it's worthwhile for me to give this a try and see what happens. I don't know. That's I want to come to you first before I did anything about this. Because I value your opinion. So, you know, leave your opinions. Email me at rick@savoyamedia.com. Rick@savoyamedia.com. There's the email address. Or you go to the website at savoyamedia.com. Leave comments, in the comments box for this episode or for any episode or whatever. I'll get them. And send me a whisper on Twitch. Send me a Twitch whisper. Let me know. Facebook and Messenger, let me know. I really want to know what you think about this. And if you think it's a worthwhile thing for me to try, or whether it's just the wine talking. I don't know. So I really appreciate your opinions on this. So let me check the chat one more time. Ed says, I saw stringy art. Yes, you did, Ed. You saw, and the fan. You did see the fan? Ed, you saw the fan? I wasn't sure if you did see that or not. Now, I don't know if you saw the traveling guy or not. Did you ever see the traveling guy? I think that was one that we made later on. I don't know if you ever saw the traveling guy, but that's another one of the films that I'm having transferred over. So I think you'll really enjoy this. I would call the traveling guy sort of like a sequel in a way. It's kind of like a sequel to The Analyst. And for those of you who have been watching the show for a period of time, you know, you remember that I showed The Analyst in its entirety on the show one time. It's only 6.5 minutes long. Another popular film that got a lot of good feedback on reviews, and I think it won an award too somewhere. But we did another film later on called The Traveling Guy, and same actors, myself and Pete Gibbiser, different setting, but. Kind of the same characters basically, but sort of reversed. The same characters, but in reverse. And for those who have not seen The Analyst, I don't want to spoil that for you. So that's why I'm being coy about it. You can go back and look. I don't remember which episode it was in, actually, but you can go back and check the other episodes. You can watch The Analyst in its entirety on Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. Maybe one day we'll show it again soon here. I don't know. We'll see. But Ed says, I don't remember traveling guy. Yeah, it's like traveling as in traveling, but you leave off the G and there's, you know, it's just traveling. The traveling guy. He's traveling around, sort of. It's called the traveling guy. But Ed says, but he mentioned he saw Stringy Art. That's another commercial that we did we were going to do for the sequel called News at 11, but we actually never shot News at 11, although we shot pieces of it. We never shot the whole thing. It may be included in the director's cut of News at 6. We'll see. But I do plan to show Stringy Art here very soon on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. I think you'll enjoy that. Stringy Art is another one of those spoof commercials. And Ed says, and The Fan. And The Fan was a film we made that was also a school project. And it was actually my buddies made it the semester after I took the film class in high school, and they made one, but I helped them out with it. I basically edited the film for them pretty much. I did all the editing and a lot of post-production for it. Although it wasn't in it, I did a lot of the post-production. So in fact, I did most of the post-production on that film. But The Fan, we thought we had lost that film for a long time, but then Jim found it somewhere at his home. And after this batch of films is transferred, we're going to see about having The Fan sent out there and having it transfer to video. That would be kind of cool. The Fan is a horror film, and I say it very loosely. It's a short horror film. Because we couldn't make a serious film back there. Everything that we shot turned out to be funny. And that's what this is. This is really more comedy than horror. Yeah, I want to show that one as well. I think that'd be a lot of fun to show. And so Ed says, I remember an aerosol that made your battling little sister and brother disappear. Yes, we did. That was actually one of it was called Spray Away. And it was actually, I'm giving away too much of this film though. But it was a spoof commercial called Spray Away. It was an aerosol can of stuff where you spray on stuff and just make it go away. And yeah, there was a shot where my little sister and brother were fighting on the couch and we sprayed it away. And having trouble with your kids? Just one application of Spray Away and the problem is gone? Well, forever. And then that's, yeah, get Spray Away at finer stores everywhere. That commercial was actually part of News at 6. So when we get that transferred, hopefully we'll get that. That'll come back here safely soon. And I can show that one. Because I'm looking forward to showing that to everybody. Ed, your memory is really good. I appreciate that. So, let's see. So, where was I? I'm going to catch on the chat here on Twitch. The Square Guy says he goes back and forth on it. Yeah, but this is my favorite name of his. Okay. You're talking about Dwayne. And, the Square Guy says Dogecoin and Ethereum. Ethereum, that's what I was trying to remember. I was trying to remember Ethereum. It's, yes, the next biggest one after it's Ethereum. Yeah, I think you're right. That's it, Ethereum. That's what I was trying to remember, and I appreciate that. Square Guy came through for me again, as you often do. You and Ed, you come through for me very often trying to remember some of these things. But yes, Ethereum was the cryptocurrency that's next to the most popular after Bitcoin. Ethereum, yeah. I thought about investing in Ethereum a little bit. I'm still not sure about that. And I think one reason why I'm not is because I get all these spammy emails, you know, a lot of scam stuff and whatever, like invest in Ethereum, install that kind of stuff. And it's kind of turned me off to that a little bit because I'm thinking, well, I was getting these spammy emails before I even heard of Ethereum. And, you know, here I'm getting spammy emails like, what is Ethereum? What in the heck is Ethereum? And then I come to find out it's another cryptocurrency. But I'm getting the emails first and it's like, I don't know. I'm not too sure about this. If people are trying to spam me and scam me on this thing, it can't be anything too legit. Turns out it is legit, but it's one of those where if it's one of those things where your first impression kind of sets your view of it. That kind of thing. So that's one of those things I'm having to deal with. And Dwayne says, it's my favorite too. I was talking to the Square Guy, the name Dwayne. And Tom Antio's in the chat. It's great to see you, Tom Antio. I'm glad you're here. Tom Antio says, been lurking. Hope the wine was good. Well, it was good, and it still is good, and hopefully it will continue to be good. So I'm enjoying the wine. It's very good. But it really, honestly, the wine is better with the food. It's once again, this is not a wine, and for those who are just coming in, joining us, Ercole Barbera del Monferrato. It's an Italian wine. This is a 1-liter bottle, so I'm not drinking this whole thing tonight. No way, Jose. No way am I going to do that. Yeah, I'm not even halfway through. I'm not even a third of the way through this bottle yet, okay? I'm not even a third of the way through, which is probably a good thing, and my wife is probably breathing a sigh of relief. Do not drink that whole bottle. No. A liter? No, I'm not doing that, okay? A liter of wine. That'd be pretty sick. This is not a wine you want to drink by itself, but it's a wine that you want to pair with food. It really is. Although I am drinking it, you know, here by itself, because, hey, it's wine and it's what's in front of me. And as we all know, I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy. I messed that up. I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy. Yes, it's 12.5% alcohol by volume, folks, and every bit of it is there. So What else we got going on in the chat, folks? Talk to me here. All right, let me tell you real quick how to win a free bottle of wine, because it's getting late. How to win a free bottle of wine. This is how to win a free bottle of wine. If you go to the website, howtopickawine.com, howtopickawine.com. Now, once again, I'm not pitching for them. It's just that I love free wine, and I'm pretty sure you do too. Here's an opportunity to get a free bottle of wine. Go to howtopickawine.com, win a free bottle of wine, May 2021. He's giving away a bottle for May. He gave one away for January, February, March, and April. They had winners there, but he's giving one away for May too. If you go to howtopickawine.com or go to the Facebook page, How to Pick a Wine, or subscribe to his Facebook group. He's got a group there. I'm sorry, How to Pick a Wine. Win a free bottle of wine. Here is how to do it. And I'm reading this directly from his website. So you go to winafreebottleofwine.com. You have to do all of these four things to get four entries. So you do one of these things, you get one entry. And for each thing, you get an entry. You do all four, you get four entries, and that's four chances to win. So the first thing to do is join the Facebook group. And he has two groups. He has two Facebook groups. He has How to Pick a Wine and Italian Wines, Food, Travel, and Culture. That's the name of the group, Italian Wines, Food, Travel, and Culture. You join the groups. The second way you can get an entry is to follow him on Instagram. And on Instagram, it is at How to Pick a Wine. How to Pick a Wine. Easy. Okay. The third way to get an entry is to scroll down, go to his website, howtopickawine.com, scroll down to subscribe to my blog via email. You'll have a link there to subscribe to his blog via email, and you subscribe to the blog via email. That's the third way. The fourth way is to hit like on his post. So if you guys post on howtopickawine.com, go to the Facebook page, How to Pick a Wine, or the other one, Italian Wines, Food, Travel, and Culture. Hit like on this post, and that's an entry. Now, you do all four of these items, you get four entries. Now, here's the thing. If you already did it for March and April, February, that far back, he says that if you're already doing all the above, to send him a private message and your name, and he will enter you in this current May contest. So send him a private message. You can do that on the website, howtodrinkawine.com. So just to let you know, that's how to do it. And so this, and the person that's doing it, the gentleman that's doing this is, his name is Frank Romian. And he's got a bio on his website about himself. So just go ahead and message Frank, howtopickawine.com. Free, but it's free, and you can't beat free, right? That's right. You can't beat free. So that's what I got here. There's one more thing I want to tell you about, and that's weather radios. We're getting close. We're very good. We're getting very close to hurricane season, way too close. You know what I've got in my hands here? This is a weather radio. This is a Midland. This is a Midland ER310 weather radio. And this is a multifunction radio. Can do a lot of cool things. I'm not going to turn it on and shoot this right in the camera because that would not be good. But it has a very powerful Cree. I think it's a Cree LED there. And it has a clock there. AM/FM radio. It has a weather alerts. It has built-in weather alerts on it. It's built-in weather radio. And it's a very powerful. Well, it's also solar powered. It's powered. It has several power options. There's a rechargeable battery in here. It can run off, I think, double A's. It has a crank here. You can hand crank. You can run the battery. Power runs down. You can hand crank it. This actually works. I've tried it before several times. And it works really well, and it's solar powered. You can charge everything up solar powered. So it's really cool. Weather radio. If you go to ready.gov, READY.gov, it's a government website, U.S. government website, and they have a list of things to have that you need to put together an emergency preparedness kit. put together an emergency preparedness kit. First, third item on there, weather radio, at least last time I checked, weather radio. And of course, two-way radios is also, I think, on the list. I've got a two-way radio here. This is GMRS radio. If you go to buytwowayradios.com, that's buytwowayradios.com, use the promo code WINESHOW, and I kind of, let me get that in here. There we go. Use the promo code WINESHOW at checkout. You can save 5% off your order. Yeah, this is your entire order. You can save 5% off your order, the entire thing. Weather radios, FRS, GMRS radios, CB radios, marine, airband radios, business radios, whatever, radio scanners, any radio accessories that you get, it'll work for that. Go to pi2wayradios.com. Put the promo code WINESHOW in the shopping cart at checkout, and you can save 5% off your order. Now, for a full disclosure, I work for buytwowayradios.com. I am the product manager. I don't get anything extra for doing this. This is not a paid endorsement. I mean, they pay me for doing my job, but during the week and all that. But they're not paying me for doing this endorsement. It's just something that I'm doing, that I'm offering to you as a viewer and a listener of Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. Okay, that's pretty much all I got tonight. We're going to do some dad jokes. Let's go do a couple of dad jokes before we go. And some dad jokes. I got my dad joke book here. Everybody got your dad jokes? Everyone with your dad jokes, turn to page 13 and we'll all sing together. No. I'm just going to pull open a random page. I'm going to read off a couple of dad jokes here for the night to close things out, just because I think it's the thing to do, right? I think it's the thing to do. Any dissension there in the chats? No. Okay. Let's try. I'm just going to pick out a couple of jokes here. Here we go. Two peanuts were walking down the street. One was assaulted. Assaulted peanut. Ba-dum-bum. Okay. I'm reading a book about anti-gravity. It's impossible to put down. These are dad jokes. Come on. I didn't say they were good jokes. I hate negative numbers, and I will stop at nothing to avoid them. Okay. I thought I saw a spider on my laptop, but my friend said it was just a bug. Okay, that was actually that one's too bad for this book. I'm reading, of course, from the 500 plus dad jokes book. Funny, corny, clean, and just plain silly jokes. I thought I said that backwards, didn't I? All right. Any more? Let's take some dad jokes from the audience here. Ed gave me one earlier. Anybody else have a good dad joke? Your mom's sentiment says these are cracking. The score guy says, oh, that's a pretty good one. You think so? Oh, and then you said boo. Which one you said boo to? The one on the spider on the laptop or the negative numbers? I don't know which one you said boo to. Let's see. Okay, this one's kind of funny. All right, laughing at these jokes. Okay. And the Lord said unto John, come forth and you will receive eternal life. John came fifth and won a toaster. We do not talk about politics and religion on the show, but that was an interesting joke. The score guy says, good one was the negative numbers one. Okay, I hate negative numbers and will stop at nothing to avoid them. Wife, honey, I'm pregnant. Me, well, what do we do now? Wife says, well, I guess we should go to a baby doctor. Me, I think I'd be a lot more comfortable going to an adult doctor. I should probably hit myself with this book right about now. Okay, so what else? Here's another. Yeah, I know. That was bad. I know a lot of jokes about unemployed people, but none of them work. I don't think that's appropriate for this time. Do you? What do you call a boomerang that doesn't come back? A stick. Okay. I don't get the other one. We must have missed half the joke there. My friend says to me, what rhymes with orange? Now I said, no, it doesn't. Okay, I bet the person who created the door knocker won a Nobel Prize. Took a second. I know it did. I mean, it's 12.5% alcohol, folks. What do you expect? What did the traffic light say to the car? Don't look. I'm about to change. That was dumb. Okay. Why was the big cat disqualified from the race? Because it was a cheetah. Wah, wah, wah. Okay. I met some aliens from outer space. I did. I met some aliens from outer space that were pretty down to earth. Okay. Time flies like an arrow. Fruit flies like a banana. Yeah, I that one I read. But I think I read that one before. Let's see. Let me find a good one here. Two guys walk into a bar. The third one laughs and ducks. Okay. I was accused of being a plagiarist. Their word, not mine. Okay, that one's funny. I like that one. As a writer, that one's kind of funny. Okay, boy, enough dad jokes. Okay, your mom's sentiment says absolute classics these are. Some of them are kind of stupid, but some of them are actually pretty funny. I like it. Yeah, some of these are you know, here's one. Here, it takes guts to make a sausage. Who knew? I shouldn't be reading any more of these, right? Okay. Boy, I don't know which one to pick. The last joke. Last joke. Here we go for the last joke. Oh, man. There's so many bad ones, it's hard to pick one. Okay. That's bad too. Okay. Your daddy was so dumb when he jumped the fence, the gate was open. Okay. Okay, let's see. A doctor broke his leg while auditioning for a play. Luckily, he still made the cast. I think we're done with this one for the night, right? Okay, yeah, bravo. Nana says bravo, thank you. I couldn't have read them without you. Don't know what that means. Anyway, I think it's kind of close. Okay, Ed's got another joke here. Here's a good one. Okay, so Ed says, doctor gives a guy 3 months to live. Guy shoots the doctor. Figures the judge will give him 20 years. That's good. Okay, that's good. It's bad, but it's good. And that's what classifies as a dad joke, right? Ed says, what are you doing in my refrigerator? It's a Westinghouse. I'm Westing. That is I got to read it like Elmer Fudd, right? What are you doing in my refrigerator? It's a Westinghouse. I'm Westing. Okay, so. Yeah, you know, the thing is, I've heard so many variations of that joke. And the thing is about that joke, it's an old joke, Yana. But the thing is about that joke is that they always say that they open the door and there's a rabbit in the refrigerator. And the joke goes, what is a rabbit doing in my refrigerator? And he says, I'm Westing. The thing is, the joke is not accurate because Bugs Bunny didn't talk like that. It was Elmer Fudd that had that speech impediment. Not Bugs Bunny. So he wouldn't have said, I'm Westing. So he would have said something like, eh, you know, what's up, Doc? that kind of thing. So the variations, the original joke, I think wasn't as. Your mom's. Nana says salud, salute to you. So anyway, I think it's time to close it up. I think I've worn out my welcome for the night, but I really do want to thank everybody for being here with me tonight. That's all I got, unless somebody else has something. Oh, yeah, I do have the summary, right? I do have the summary. So here's the summary for tonight. This is what we were drinking. The Ercole Barbera del Monferrato. It is 1 liter. It's a 1 liter bottle of wine. Didn't even get halfway down to the bottle. Fortunately for me and my liver and everyone else watching, this is 12.5% alcohol by volume, ABV. It's a product of Italy. It's a red wine. Now, I'll tell you what this thing went with. It went really, really, oh, wow. It went okay with the burger. And it's not really a burger kind of wine, although it could go with one. It really, really went well with the pasta. I was impressed. I was very surprised and impressed. I think it would go excellent with the pasta, with a pizza with lots of cheese on it and plenty of other toppings. I think it would go really well with that. This is like a perfect pasta and pizza wine, in my opinion. It went really well with all the cheeses. I really enjoyed it with the cheeses. We had the... we had a new cheese here tonight. That was the we had the cheddar with Parm. That was the unexpected cheddar with Parm. And we had the Dubliner cheese, pretty well with that. But the unexpected was unexpected, literally, because it really went well with that cheese. And of course, the Trader Joe's double cream Gouda, it went well with as expected. That was not unexpected. I have not had a bad experience with the Trader Joe's Creamy Gouda as yet with any of the wines. Now, the only thing we haven't tried this with is with this cupcake. So we're going to give it a try right now. All right. I don't know how I'm going to cut this cupcake. So let me try it with this cupcake because this is the end of the show. I'm going to tear off a piece of this. Oh, this is an awesome cupcake. It has a blueberry on it too. Ooh. Not anymore. Okay. This is really, really... And this is a gluten-free cupcake, vanilla cupcake that my wife made special, gluten-free, and then she had her own homemade icing, homemade icing that's also gluten-free. Let's go to China. Yeah. Mmm. Wow. This is... very sweet. Oh man, get ready for this. Sugar Rush. It pairs very well with a dessert. This is a good wine to pair with desserts, but I wouldn't go too wild with it because, well, it really brought out the flavor of the vanilla. That's interesting. I'm going to try that again. Okay, let's try it without man, I'm terrible. Okay, let's try it without the icing this time. Vanilla. It really magnified the vanilla flavor somewhat for some reason. Let's see. Did again, even without the icing. Really magnifies the vanilla flavor in here. It's kind of leathery tasting. It's cherry, mostly cherry. Little hint of plum and blueberry. But it's a kind of an earthy wine. A fair amount of tannin in it, and not too much, and a fair amount. But it's, this is actually a pretty good wine to drink. But you have to drink, you have to have it with food. You have to have it with food. I would say that. Anyway, that's my summary for the wine tonight. I want to thank everyone for being here with me tonight. I want to thank my good friend Ed Anthony, for being here with me tonight. My lovely wife, Chi, as always. And thank you very much for especially making that pasta just for the show. That was really, really sweet of you, Chi. I want to thank everybody who joined me on Twitch. Anybody on YouTube tonight? Nobody joined me on YouTube. On Twitch, though, we had folks on Twitch, and I want to thank everybody. I want to go through this list and see if I can catch everybody here. That Square Guy, of course, as always, that Square Guy, it's great to see you. I appreciate you being here, my good friend. Your Mom Sentiment, thank you for being here as well. And Anano, Echoes. Thank you for being here. Algorith, I hope you're still here, but wow, it's awesome to see you here. Thank you for being here tonight. And everyone else, Tom Antio, and everyone else who joined me. Anybody I missed here? Did anybody I miss? I don't want to miss anybody. Tom Antio is here. Let's see. Well, yeah, I think we got most of the people watching tonight. I do appreciate each and every one of you, and I mean that. Please, please, have a great week. I hope you do. I mean, there's so much trouble in the world and everything, but yeah, you know what? Try to have the best week you can. You know, have a great week. I want that for everybody. Have a safe week, especially, please. Drink in the comfort of your home, your apartment, your hotel room, wherever you are. Call an Uber, call a Lyft, call a cab, call a friend, or just stay put. It's best to do that. You know, in time of COVID, you know, everybody wants to get outside and go out and about and everything, but really, really best to just drink responsibly when you do that. Just drink responsibly. Otherwise, just stay home and drink at home. It's probably safer all the way around. You know, I want you to have a great week, but I want you to have a safe week, especially. So you can join me here next week on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. And we can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.